Today on the Chamomile Ag Report, you'll hear my visit with an outstanding FFA member from the Lamont FFA chapter at last week's state FFA convention at the Hearn Center in Columbia.
Listening with Cole Cave of Lamont. Cole, I understand you were a delegate yesterday. You got to vote on some issues.
Yeah, they weren't anything real major. A lot of it was just word changes that we have to change in our handbooks. Just simple things, changing different words here and there to make it sound a little bit more professional.
Talk a little bit about your FFA career at Lamont. What have you been involved with?
I've been involved in a lot of things. Being in a small chapter, I have a lot more opportunities than some would say as a bigger chapter. So I've been to national convention once. This is my second state convention. I've been a delegate for 2 years now, and I've been to the farm show many times. Very fun.
You're treasurer of the Lamont chapter. Being an officer, I'm sure that means a lot to you.
Yeah, being an officer is a big deal. I love to be in my leadership role. That's a big thing to me, and I like people to look up to me and learn different things from me, and I like to teach people things and help them and educate them on how to make a better living.
I know that I visited with you guys during National FFA Week there in Lamont High School. Visited with you and one of your friends. He's getting his FFA state degree. You're going to be cheering him on, I understand.
Yeah, we're going to be cheering him on from the crowd. I'm sure he'll hear us and he'll have the biggest smile I've ever seen, I'm sure. His name is Shane Rieckhoff. Be listening for him.
You'll be getting that next year. I'm sure you're a junior this year. Probably both of you guys had American degrees in your future as well.
Yeah, both members of his family have gotten his American degree, and I'd be the first of mine, and I'd love to start a new tradition for me and help Shane keep his.
My son got his a few years ago, and I tell you what, I had been to state convention every year doing these reports, but first time to national convention. You get up there and you see 60, 65,000 blue jackets from all over, not just the United States, but some Puerto Rico and even, you know, outside the United States. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I love seeing it. I mean, everybody sees blue jackets when we go into McDonald's or something, you know, after a competition. But whenever you go to state convention, you see a whole other world. And then you go to national convention, and man, that's something to see right there. It's definitely an event, and I wish more people could see it.
I know at downtown Indianapolis, they walk from the basketball arena, the Indiana Pacers play, and then the Lucas Oil Center, the convention center. That whole area, all you see walking through there is blue jackets all day and into the evening.
Yeah, the police got it boarded up for about 24/7 for kids walking around everywhere, checking out different things. And like you said, there's three main buildings, and in all the buildings they got leadership sessions and they got career fairs and all sorts of different things. Really enjoyable for a young kid like me.
Cole, what are your future plans after high school?
To study precision machining and become a high-performance engineer.
That's a career that sounds like it's going to be well in demand and something really good to go into. Cole, it's a pleasure visiting with you. I'm sure we'll do this again.
Yeah, I hope to see you all again.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.